Mishnah Zion 2:7. We now discuss the question of how much of one's dough one must give as challah. Now, midoraisa, there is no shiur. The Torah just says that one should give from his dough, but no amount is specified. However, midorabanan, Chazal darshened in asmachta. That is to say, they found a verse on which to support their basic idea that the giving to the Kohen should be something of significance. The asmachta is based on the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mereishis arisoseichem titnu l'shem truma l'doraseichem." From the first of your doughs, you shall give to Hashem an elevated piece for generations. The elevated piece, referring of course to the challah, but the asmachta is based on the word titnu, you shall give. So that they say, "Kedei nesina chashuva," your giving should be a giving of substance, a substantial amount of giving, enough that is a giving of consequence. So Chazal said the amount that one should give at two standards, as the Mishnah will say. The standards are going to be, letting the cat out the bag, if a person is a private maker, they're making dough for private consumption, so then one is to give 1/24 of his or her dough. If one's producing dough to make bread for sale, so then the measure is 1/48. That's half as much as 1/24. And that's first of all what the Mishnah says here. It says, Shira Chala, the amount that one separates as Chala, Echad Me'esrim V'arba, it's 1/24 of one's dough, one sets aside for the Kohen. And that's for private consumption. Ha'osa Isa La'atzmo, one who makes dough for himself. Va'osa Le'mishte B'no, it doesn't matter if he's making a massive quantity of dough for private consumption, like, for example, he's making enough bread to serve an entire, you know, his son's wedding. So a huge amount of bread, but doesn't matter. The requisite amount of tithe is Echad Me'esrim V'arba, 1/24 of that dough goes to the Kohen as challah. On the flip side, if one's producing bread commercially, a nachtom, a baker, for example, Shu Osa Limkor Bashuk, he's producing this dough to make breads to sell in the marketplace. V'chena Isha, even a private woman, Shehi Osa Limkor Bashuk, a private woman who's got a little small business where she also sells bread in the marketplace, on the street corner. Since this bread is being manufactured for sale, for commercial use, the shear is Echad Ma'arbaim Mushmona, 1/48 of the dough goes to challah. Now, the Mishnah considers that there's sometimes an exception to this rule where even a person who is making a private dough would give only 1/48, and that is Nitmes Isasa, if one's dough became tummy, Shogegas O Anusa, whether the reason that the bread became tummy was accidental, person accidentally was matama the dough, or anusa, against circumstances were against their control, out of their head control, and their dough became tummy. In those cases, what's going to happen is one will separate the challah and give it to a kohen, but the kohen will not be able to eat that challah. He'll just be able to burn it. So it's sort of like a loss, you know, lose-lose, and therefore, when Chazal set up their derabban and their amounts, they said that in such a scenario, echad ma'arbaim mushmana, 1/48 is sufficient. But the Mishnah hastens to add, the Chazal said, Nitmas Mezida, if one intentionally conveyed Tuma to his or her dough, making it so that the challah will be tummy, so then the shear remains Echad Me'esrim V'arba, it's still 1/24 that one has to give, and the reason is, Kadei Shlo Yehei Chote Niskar. So cheaters never prosper, literally it means so that the Chote, the sinner, should not Niskar, should not profit. In other words, this would be a loophole to cheat the system. One could just always be matama his or her dough. And when one does so, then he loses nothing because there's no problem with a private non-Kohen eating tame bread or tame dough. And that being the case, they lose nothing. But of course, they end up net gaining because they're going to give just 1/48 instead of 1/24. So therefore, Chazal said, no, you can't get away with that. If you intentionally be matama your dough, so then you have to give the old 1/24 as always. But if it was against your circumstances beyond your control, then 1/24 is sufficient. Now, halacha lemaisa, today we're all matama our dough as a nusim. Its circumstances are against our control. We have no way to become tahor. So therefore, every batch of dough is always tame, and that's being an onus. And therefore, according to the Mishnah, it would come out then that one should have to give just 1/48 of their dough as challah. And indeed, that's how the Rambam paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rambam, that 1/48 is the measure nowadays. However, the Rama says that the custom has become that we don't even make any shear proportion to the size of the dough. Simply one takes a kazayas and separates that as challah, and that is the din for certainly for Ashkenazim to take just one kazayas from any dough that's sufficiently large to require challah to be taken.